Good evening, everyone. Continuing now with the halachas of Borer. So we've been speaking about different situations of immediate use. Borer, what's considered immediate use? And I want to mention the following fairly common situation. We said that you could prepare for a su'udah within whatever amount of time it'll take you, depending on how much you're serving and how many guests there are, etc. As long as you're preparing within that amount of time that is required for preparations, and then you'll proceed immediately to begin the meal, so you're allowed to do borer at any point during that period. So what happens, though, if you have something that requires some extra preparation? For example, something that's frozen. If something in the freezer, you have maybe a package of meat, frozen meat, and you want to serve that Shabbos morning, it's cooked meat, but it's frozen and it's in the freezer in a way that it's taruvis. It's wrapped in aluminum foil, and there are numerous packages wrapped in aluminum foil, strewn together, no particular order. And to take it out would be a question of borer. So now your preparations for the meal will take you only a half hour. But if you take this out just a half hour before the meal, it's never going to be ready. It's frozen solid, and it's going to take a few hours to defrost. But so the question is, could you take it out a few hours before the meal starts and let it sit in defrost? Or no, is that considered you being borer for lachazman? You're being borer, you're taking it at 8 o'clock in the morning and the suit is not starting till 12 o'clock. And even if it takes 4 hours to defrost, but it's not there. There's no way you could say that 8 o'clock is the preparation for the meal. Or a similar case would be if something that you want, it needs to be warmed up. We discussed already, there are some permissible ways of warming up food on Shabbos on top of another pot or whatever it may be. And so you have something that needs to be warmed up, and it's going to take longer. It only takes you a half hour to prepare for the meal, but this food needs to sit on the pot, on top of the pot for an hour in order to be ready. So the question is, again, are you, if assuming this food is mixed with other foods, it's in a tarubis, what would be the justification, or is there a justification to be borer it an hour before the meal and put it up to warm? Or a similar case would be the other way. Let's say you want to cool something. You have a bottle of, you have a number of bottles of soda, and they're all sitting together in a crate, and they're different flavors. So that's considered a mixture of different meaning, because if you want to serve, cola is not the same thing as orange soda or ginger ale, whatever it may be. People are particular about the flavor and the soda. So it's considered a mixture of different meanim, and I want to take one or two bottles of whatever type it is, and I want to put them into the refrigerator to cool them. And it's going to take more than the half hour that I'm preparing for the meal. It's going to take to cool them off. So the post can discuss this, and the halacha would seem to be this way. If it's something which needed to be where it is, let's say the case of the frozen meat, you need to keep it in the freezer, because if this is meat that you want to keep it for an extended period of time, if it's not kept in the freezer, it's not going to stay nearly as long, and it won't be usable for the suda. So in that case, since it had to be in the freezer till now, taking it out of the freezer now is considered preparing for the meal. And even though you're preparing for the meal 3 hours before the meal started, and other preparations are going to be done only two and a half hours from now, but this type of preparation needs 3 hours. So this is called preparing for the meal. Or warming up the thing. With the thing that you want to warm up, it's kept in the fridge or the freezer, wherever it is. But it needs to be there, again, because it won't stay fresh otherwise. It won't stay good. It can't just be lying around, on a table. It has to be in the refrigerator or freezer. So Mimela, taking it out of the freezer or refrigerator within the amount of time that you estimate you need to warm it up for the meal is okay. And then you proceed to warm it up. So it should be ready for the meal when you're ready, when it's time to eat. That's okay to do. Whereas what's more of a question is the situation where something is being kept somewhere where it didn't need to be. Like, let's say some people keep certain things in the freezer just for convenience, or for other reasons. It doesn't need to be there. So something which is located in a place where there was nothing compelling that it had to be davka in the refrigerator or in the freezer, and thereby getting mixed with other stuff. So that some posts can look at it like that. Taking that out can't be called preparing for the meal, because it was just arbitrary that it happened to be where it is. So it's only preparing for the meal. If it's not arbitrary, it was being kept in that place till now so that it'll be fresh when you need it. And now you have to take it out and defrost it or take it out and warm it up. So that's called preparing for the meal. Whereas if it's just arbitrarily in a place where it happens to be mixed with other things, but there's nothing compelling for it to be there, so then perhaps that's not called preparing for the Suda when you take it out. So that's a Shaila. But even in that, there are definitely poskim that are making and say they don't make this distinction and say as long as it requires this particular item takes 3 hours to prepare, whether it's to defrost or to heat up or to cool it off, whatever it may be, whatever amount of time it takes to prepare it for the meal is considered for that samach l'suda. And therefore, even if it's in a tarubis, even if it didn't have to be in a tarubis, but it is, it's in a tarubis, then it'll be okay to take it out and prepare it. That is, I think, an acceptable position to maintain and to follow. Okay, now, I want to mention a case which comes up, which doesn't involve food, but it involves something else that people use in Shabbos, so it's certainly children, that is a game. So you have a game which is permissible to use on Shabbos. There's nothing objectionable about the game itself, but the game has a lot of pieces, and they have to be separated in order to play the game. The reds have to be separated from the greens and the blues and the whatever. So each person gets one group of whatever it may be, plastic pieces or whatever it is, and so they need to be separated. So right now, they're all mixed together. Now, why are they mixed together? Maybe they're mixed together because you the last time you played was last Shabbos. And so the halacha is that you're only allowed to separate them for immediate use. You want to play the game now. So, okay, so you take the, you take the game out of the box. And now you're allowed to separate the things into different sections or different groups so that the game can be played right now. When you finish playing the game, if nobody's playing again, right now, so you can't re-separate them. Even if in the course of the game, they got all mixed together, so you have to leave it that way. Now, of course, if you have no intention of using the game again until after Shabbos, then for sure you can't separate them, even if it wouldn't involve Borer. But you can't prepare things for use after Shabbos, even if there's no malacha involved at all. There's none of the 39 malachas are involved, but hachana itself, preparation, even preparation of that sort, is usher on Shabbos for after Shabbos, as we're familiar with. So if you're not planning on playing the game again that Shabbos, you certainly can't separate the different parts into where they belong. But even if you are planning on using it on Shabbos, even so, if you're not planning on using it right now, somebody's going to use it later this afternoon or whatever, so you can't do borer right now to use it later. Like we said, it has to be for immediate use, just like by the food. The same thing is true by the games and stuff like that, has to be for immediate use. And I want to talk briefly about, what about Svarim? You have Svarim on a shelf, and you want to use to get a particular Sefer. So there, the post can make a distinction. If the Svarim are not marked, let's say you have a Svarim with a lot of them have a black tape on the spine, and you can't tell without taking the Sefer off and looking at it, looking into it, you don't know what it is. So that's a Taruvus. Now you have a shelf full of Svarim that are essentially identical, or even though they might be different sizes or, you know, heights, but if you have no idea what this, you can't tell what each Sefer is, so then that's a Taruvus. And in order to you take a Sefer, you would have to take it for immediate use. Now let's say you want a Sefer to use later, but I'm in the room now. I might not be able to be in this room later, or it's more convenient for me to take it now. So we said last night that you can't be borrowed even if it's the last opportunity. That's not a heter, certainly if not just for convenience. But if you take off the Sefer and use it now, use it right now. I'll take the Sefer off, which whatever Sefer I take off, I don't know which Sefer. I might get the wrong Sefer, but one way of doing it is to take off the Sefer and I have kavanah, whatever Sefer I take off, I'll use for a moment, and I'll learn something from it. Learning is a mitzvah from, even if you learn for a moment. So I'll take it off and learn something, even if it's a woman doesn't have a mitzvah Talmud Torah, but if she's taking a Sefer, so it's probably a Sefer which a woman has shaychus to, and whether it's a Sefer of halachas that she learns from, or a Sefer of something in Tanakh, whatever, sefer that's appropriate for a woman to use, and there certainly are plenty of them. So she uses it. So that's it's a kiyum mitzvah. So she could take it off and use it now, and then if she doesn't need it anymore because it's really not the one she was going for, she could take the one she wants. And even if she knows which one she wants, you know, she has an idea which one it is. But if it's not marked and really not really distinguishable. So if she, even if she makes a good guess, but the right thing to do would be to use it now, take it off the intention of using it now for a moment. And then once it's separate, you could put it down where you want it and use it again later. It's not like the case I mentioned the other day where you're peeling oranges for the Suda and you say, oh, I'm going to need oranges later in the afternoon also when the women are coming over for a Perkei Avos or for an Onik Shabbos. So instead of peeling two oranges, I'll peel five oranges. That you can't do because you don't need five oranges now. You need two oranges now. So she can't peel the extra oranges. But here it's the same sefer. The same sefer that I want later, I'll take it off. I'll use it now. I'm using it now. And once I use it now, so now I don't have to put it back on the shelf. I can leave it off the shelf and it'll be available again for later that day. If the svarim are marked, and you could see right away, you just look at the spines. They're lined up on the shelf. They're not strewn in a pile or not even piled up on a table on their backs, but they're standing on a shelf the way svarim are supposed to be when they're not in use. So then that's not called a taruvis. As long as they're marked and anybody who looks at them can distinguish and say, this is the sefer, this is that sefer, because it says on them what they are. So then that's not called a taruvis. And then you'd be allowed to take off a sefer that you want for later, on Shabbos, not for after Shabbos. But as long as you're going to use it on Shabbos, you could take it off now without using it at all now and just use it later because it's not a taruvis. That's not called a mixture. Those are called separate, distinct things. And the difference is that they're marked, they're labeled. That makes them distinct and that makes it not a taruvis. So says Rabbi Moshe Feinstein, that's fine as long as the light is on in the room. But let's say the light is off in the room, the same row of svarim, which would not be considered a taruvis. If you could see, a time of the day when you could see when the light is on or when there's light coming in from the outside so you can see in that room, if it's dark in that room and you're going in, it's at night and there's no light and you have a little light coming in from the hallway, but there's no light shining on the svarim shelf, so you really can't read the titles, but or whatever it is, you'll figure out which one you want. Now it's a taruvis again, though. Now it's a taruvis, and now you have to implement one of the methods we said before in order to do it, which means either take it right when you need it, or take it and with the intention of using it at least a little bit right now. Use a little bit right now, and then you'll, and then once it's separate, you could use it again later on Shabbos. Okay, we'll pause here for now. Have a wonderful night. Thank you. Bye bye.
Thank you.